Welcome to Celebration Community Church's Sunday Sermon Series. Celebration is located in San Jose, California. We would love to have you join us on Sunday morning. Find out more at www.celebratejesus.net or call our office at 408-225-1000. Now, enjoy the message.
Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And this is one of my favorite verses, and receive this today for you. My prayer is that that understanding will flood your heart, and that you will understand the hope that was given to you when God chose you. Then you will discover the glorious blessings that will be yours together with all of God's people. I want you to know about the great and mighty power that God has for us followers. It's the same wonderful power that he used when he raised Christ from the death and let him sit at the right hand, his right side in heaven." Everybody read that last together. Show us your glory. Say it together. Lord, show us your glory. Father, that's our prayer this morning, and we acknowledge your goodness, that you desire to reveal yourself even more than we want to receive. So we ask that you'd have your way this morning. Bless those, Father. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church this morning. And we agree with all of the lampstands around this area and this Bay Area that, Lord, we're looking for that revival that will turn this state, this nation, into, again, a nation that honors God. We claim that together, and we believe you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen while you're being seated. Amen. Has underlined the fact that he needs us, because we can't do the work that Jesus has done. His job has been completed. And in that process, we have now received the Holy Spirit. And the Lord says, "I need you." Luke chapter 21. In fact, we've been looking at all the unfolding. Remember, this is not a negative time, even though we're pointing out of what's happening here in the states and around the world. That, like I had mentioned, 2015 was one of the most radical sustained attack on Christianity since the beginning of time in recent history. And we recognize that the enemy is raising up a powerful hand against the church. And we also recognize that the Lord says, Luke chapter 21, verse 28, when these things begin to happen, stand with confidence. The time when God is going to move is near. Now you're starting to act like Presbyterians again. Somebody say amen, or I'll say it again. Amen. Amen. Remember I told you, every time you say amen, I cut the service by 5 minutes. Right? Amen. You've been with us for how many years? Have I ever done that?
No.
No. I have to. It's my only lie, my only white lie. The time of the Lord is near. The Lord is about ready to move. And as I said, he's preparing and equipping the church for an unfolding of revival. Now, we've experienced that here many years ago. I've told you, and for those that are listening online, and I'm so blessed, by the way. Everybody say, "Bless you online." We have hundreds of hits each Sunday, each week, and we're happy that the message is going out. But we've experienced the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit, and we've watched him do the signs and the wonders. And there's always a prophetic move, a declaration, before he moves. And that's what we're hearing today. There's a particular prophet who is very well known, Jim Gall, very well known in charismatic Christian circles. And he prophesied this past week. He says, there's going to be a mighty move of healing coming this year in 2016. Somebody say hallelujah, praise God, right? Hallelujah. That was what we've been talking about at the beginning of this year, actually towards the end of last year, that demonstration of God's power is the means through which the recognition that Jesus Christ is Lord. I said before that when Jesus showed up on the scene, he didn't start preaching at people. What he did was to perform the signs and the wonders. And right now, God uses his people to do the work of the ministry. Wouldn't it be cool for you to pray for someone and they'd get healed? Amen. How many people have had that experience? Good. There's nothing like the understanding of recognizing that you have been chosen to minister to someone, and whether it be whatever kind of healing it is, emotional healing, spiritual healing, or whatever that might be, but we're in a place where God is preparing the church for a revival. I said, as you remember, the enemy's going to try to do everything we possibly can. You look good with that. I'm not into girls. I have four boys, and all my grandsons are boys, and so I don't even know how to hold them. But anyway, you're doing well. In this process, we know that the enemy is going to try to do everything he possibly can to distract us from that position. Busyness, all the different things that we traps, bondages, wrong relationships, all those things that would divert us from receiving that anointing. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. And as I said, and just to bring everybody up to speed here, everyone that's a Christian has a calling, they have a ministry, and they have a destiny. And as I mentioned last week, what happens is because we know that God created each one of us uniquely with a destiny, that destiny and that ministry and the calling are linked together. And a lot of people don't understand what their destiny is because they're not functioning in their calling and ministry. Somebody say amen, I'll say it again. You hear what I'm saying? God created you for a purpose. And he's gifted you with all that's necessary to accomplish that task. And we've said before, that destiny is far greater than we can even imagine here on earth. The destiny is not heaven, it's here. How many know eternity begins right now? And when we understand that position that God's called us to, we recognize that life is not what they say it is. That confirmation or that conforming type of situation that says this is the way to be happy here on earth. You got to wear this, buy this, eat this, live in this, drive that. And the next thing you know, what we end up doing is being conformed to the world. And the important things that's happening in life, which is to be an extension of God's hand, we're so busy caught up in our little badges or nameplates or whatever we're wearing, logos, that the world, we fit into the world, they don't know any difference between us. Now, how many of you know I'm not talking about being weird, right? What I like to call it is being supernaturally natural. But there is a reason that we're different from the world. And it says that we are not to be conformed to the image of the world, but salt and light. Through this whole process of recognizing, we've been looking at the essentials for ministry, and the anointing has been the subject we've been dealing with. And the anointing is this. It enables us to move beyond our abilities so we can step into the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why so many people feel inadequate. They feel like, who am I? How many people made mistakes last week? Right? How many people are going to make mistakes next week? All you that raise your hand out. We only want perfect people here, right? How many of you know that it's not about our ability? It's about God's ability through us, or our availability. And right now, there is a desperate cry from the Holy Spirit that says, church, rise up, stir up the gifts that are within you to enable the world. You know that 45%, I think I mentioned it last week, 45% of the seniors in Los Angeles County School District cannot graduate. This Common Core and all this stuff, it's not at all equipping. Don't worry, I can handle it. Don't worry, let them enjoy. Right now we're seeing that there is a breakout of the division of every moral compass that we lay hold of. I could tell you some stories, but I don't have time, that would curl your hair, perhaps, just listening to the news. And we're recognizing that it is, and I told you the reason why we listen to the news, right? You don't stick your head in the sand as a Christian. Every time you hear something that is against what God says, then you say, you take authority over that. So when they say that we just passed a law in San Francisco last week by the school district, crazy place, this Bay Area, but if you're supposed to be here, God gives us the anointing, right? And I would rather be in the Bay Area with all of its weirdness than someplace outside of God's will. And the wonderful thing about that is that we know that when the enemy is moving, then God's Spirit moves in a greater manner. Last week, San Francisco School District, school board, said they just passed a law that it's now a done deal that middle school children, and I don't know what, the 12 years old or whatever, they have permission, the school and the teachers have permission to give condoms to the 12-year-olds without asking their parents. And the same thing with abortions and all kind of medical needs, whatever, without asking the parents. My gracious, you have to have a parent's signature to take a field trip. And in those kinds of situations, we recognize that unless we establish that standard, then what's going to happen, who knows? You know, they pass a law. I mean, they've broken down all the things. And now, the one thing about it is I've told you, this is not for us to be discouraged. Because God knows the end from the beginning. But we need to be aware. And the reason why we need to be aware is because God wants to pour out His Spirit and empower us in that sphere of influence where He's called us to change things. How many know when God shows up, everything gets better? In that process, the simple definition of the anointing is the manifest presence of God to show God's love. That's what we've been called to do. Your mission, Mr. Phelps, should you decide to accept it, is that you have been called to show forth the love of God in this world. And the Lord will show you and manifest how that's supposed to be, help you to how that's to be manifested. We are to be God's instrument and agent. And the Bible says that love conquers all. And as I said, I've walked around, I've been pastoring now for 35 years. And I found over and over again that people are looking for love in all the wrong places. And here in California, there's always a distraction, isn't there? There's always something to be able to distract until eventually people get caught up in situations. And the next thing they know, they're so bound up with time schedules and everything else, they just can't break free. But that's when God sends you on the scene. For He's called us to the kingdom for such a time as this. And we've got good news, right? Good news is not that you're going to hell. I've got good news for you. You're going to hell unless you repent. Sounds like fun to me, huh? Good news is, I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I want you to know that God told me to tell you that He loves you and that He died for you. And He wants you to understand the blessings of what it means to be one of His sons or daughters. That's good news, isn't it? Remember that time when you found out about it? Thank the Lord for that person. Somehow, whether it be on television, whether it be a friend, whether it be in a service, someone drug you to. But when that understanding came, wait a minute here. This is really real. And to come into that major breakthrough from dealing with religion to relationship, where there's an understanding that Jesus not only wants to be my Lord, He wants to be my friend. Scripture says he's closer than a brother. And I like to say, and heard it before, you and God are greater than any situation that you'll have to face. Is that good news? Do you think we can live that way? Understanding that next week, that this next week, no matter what I face, God's got it under control. How many people believe that? How many people are going to do it? They're taking notes upstairs, remember? We can do this. The anointing facts, we told you that every believer has the Holy Spirit. We know that the Lord has called us to call out, to ask for the anointing of the Lord, and we're told to allow that seeking process to continue. We looked at the purposes for the anointing and why it's so important today, and I can't go through all of them, those things, but each one of them is for the equipping process. We also saw that the enemy is going to try to do everything he possibly can to discourage you. That's why he's called a thief, a liar. He's come to cause you to drop back because, as I said, once you acknowledge the anointing of the Lord, you become a threat to him. I was able to pray last week for someone to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there was an awareness of, and if you have not, and I'm going to be teaching on that, but if you want more information, you let me know. But one of the greatest things that happens when the empowering comes on of the anointing, you become that threat to the enemy. Your exponent in power goes up 20 times. And there's awareness of the spiritual atmosphere, an understanding that something's not right here, or something is right here, or whatever it might be. We bless what God wants to do, and we curse by binding and loosing the things that are not of the Lord. So everywhere you go, you having the Holy Spirit within you are carrying God. Isn't that wonderful? And that same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead resides within you. Boy, if we ever get a hold of that, we're going to be scary. For greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And we went through that whole process. We looked at keys to receiving the anointing. And all those areas, again, you can go online to get that information. And then as we started looking at the results of the anointing. What is our response? Now, for some who were not here last week, I'm going to go through it. You can see them in your notes. What is our response? Once we recognize who we are and understand that the anointing is for us, of all age groups, whether you're in high school, whether you're in grade school, whether you're in no school, whether you are making widgets or rocket ships, the anointing of the Lord is for each one of us. And we recognize that our response, once the Lord gives us whatever, our response to that, there's a lot of people, as I said, that are gathering information, but we never act upon it. And we have all this, yeah, pastor, preach it. That's good stuff. Go out the door and say, all right, now, boy, looking at a crazy week next week. Man, I'm just, the whole afternoon is bummed on your day off. And we approach the week like nothing had ever happened. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Nobody knows what I'm talking about. That's right. You're all strong Christians and walk on water and all that kind of stuff, right? Our response quickly. I will live in my calling. I have access to Almighty God. I have access to Almighty God. I will live like an overcomer. How many know that God's called us to be overcomers, not overcome? Right? How many people sometimes feel like you're overcome? That's because you're on the wrong side of the mountain. You're on the underside. Overcomers. And again, I can't, you hear the message, the entire description from last, you can listen last week. I will use my God-given authority. I want you to make a covenant with yourself. As we pray, Lord, give me spiritual understanding. I need to understand. I told you that we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but one of the key gifts that we're going to see develop within us is the gift of discerning of spirits. And not for those who are listening or whatever, we're not talking woo-woo, you understand? Jesus spoke more about the enemy than he did about eternity. And we have an adversary that doesn't want you hearing this stuff and doesn't want you doing this stuff. And the Holy Spirit says, but you shall receive power after my Spirit has come upon you to be my witnesses. That authority. Next, we have the ability to move mountains. We talked about that last week. There's nothing that can stop you or me in God's will. If God's purpose for you to get to the other side of whatever it might be, then unless you give up, you're going to get to the other side. So what I say is that when you see an obstacle and a challenge that's overwhelming, whatever, you ask God if you're supposed to be there. And if he says yes, then you say, Lord, how am I going to get through this process? If we fall back, the Bible says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will guide and direct your steps. So, Lord, what is it that I need to know to be able to accomplish the task that you've given to me? Also, I am a minister for the Lord. We used by God. And again, we elaborated those last week. I will use the keys of the kingdom that I have been given. Matthew 16:19 says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, what does that mean? That means you have the ability, by the authority of God's word, to call heaven's move down here on earth. And I'm not just talking about seeing revival break out. I'm talking about calling God into your business, into your job situation. I had the opportunity to be able to pray with someone last week. Remember the church? Had to work 15 hours a day almost. They had to launch this incredible new, I don't know what it was called, advertising, whatever it might be. And he had worked 24 hours, and the launch was yesterday morning. And he said, Pastor, please, would you pray? He says, I'm freaking out. So I gave him Galatians chapter 4:6. Do not freak out for anything. That's a modern translation. But on all these things, with thanksgiving, make your request known to the Lord. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And you know what I did? I told him, it's going to work. And he went, he sent me a text. Are you sure? I says, no, I was lying to you. I said, it's going to work. Be at peace. Well, he wrote me back at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He said, wow. Wow, it went off without a hitch. And I said to him, texting back and forth, when I told you that it was going to work, between then and the 4 o'clock thing where you just used wow, how were you feeling? He said, I have to say quite honestly, I became a little bit more anxious and anxious as time went on. I says, that's it, guy. When we know that God's got his hand on the situation. What he wants us to, the way we respond to him is say, Lord, I believe you are who you say you are. How many know that's tough sometimes? Turn to somebody, you can do it. That in-between time when I said, great guy, I'm proud of you and all that kind of stuff, and it was just fantastic. But the issue is that our challenges are never to defeat us. Everybody say never. They're only to show us how faithful God is. Anybody ever prayed, I'll never doubt you again, God? Lord, you do this one thing and I'll never doubt you again. And then a month later, just do it one more time, would you please? If you do it this time, mind there. How many know God knows that you're going to get a little shaky? But how many of you know we're supposed to be moving forward? I'll never doubt you again, God. That's why he says, remember the past. Remember. And instead of counting the problems or counting sheep or whatever you count, but most people count the negative things, right? And you come up with this litany of things of how it can't happen or it won't happen or what ifs or the how buts. How about? What happens if? Everybody say, but God. The situation was absolutely overwhelming. And the enemy was everywhere, but God intervened and turned it all the way. How many know when we're walking right, there's always a but God? I'm going to try it over here. How many people know? You heard what I said. Can you say amen?
Amen.
There's always a but God. I know that I am God's witness. I'm his representative. I know I'm totally equipped. I have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I will live like a conqueror, growing in the possessions. I have been given the Lord's name, and that's an incredible thing. Listen to that online. I'm going to get to the new one. I'm a miracle worker. That's a good one. I told you about the miracles that we've seen and how incredible the atmosphere change. Imagine you going into your office and all of a sudden, whatever it might be, and something happens. Something that, well, this shouldn't have happened, but all of a sudden it got whatever. Make up your own scenario. Because the Lord's saying, what I want you to do is lay hold of that situation for me. I put you there for a reason. And I have to say, yes, I even heard a story this morning where you know, it's like, how many people know what the Peter principle is? Nobody? Go out in the business world, you know. It is that people are graduated, are promoted to their highest level of incompetency. Think about it. You do good, they bump you up until you don't do good enough anymore. So they leave you there. But what happens in this area so often, I've seen that just in the incredible amount of additional work and whatever that comes upon people and the requirements. I'm ministering to a bunch of people at Apple management level, and there is no ceiling. They literally, and some of us can relate to that. There's just always expecting more, always the deadline and the deadline. How many of you know that if God has you there, this is not non-sympathy. If God has you there, then he will give you the strength to deal with it and how to remedy it. I can prove that. 1 Corinthians 10:13. How many people understand what I'm talking about? How many people know that you've been called to the place that you're in right now? How many of you know that God's grace for you is sufficient for that? Wouldn't it be wonderful to enjoy life again? Are we having fun yet? That's what the Lord wants for us. When I know that I'm in his will, when you know you're in his will, then everything that is necessary to be able to bear fruit is given to you. And sad to say, nobody here, of course, that what happens is the situations become overwhelming to us and we never, never take that course of action that opens up to receive God's grace. That's why we're praying that prayer. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. That's an incredible prayer to pray. I recognize that I'm a deliverer and now, well, it's still now, I can always, the next point is I can always demonstrate God's love. Everybody say always. How many know sometimes it's difficult to demonstrate God's love? Right? How many people have people in their life that it's hard to demonstrate God's love to? No looking around. There's people that know how to ring your bell. Whether it be in school, whether it be in the office. I mean, every time you come around, they're just like, like David, bless them, Father. Bless them with a brick. Do it a soft brick, but a brick. And there are people that just absolutely just can get you the wrong way. And they know how to do it. I want you to start looking at those people like blessings. I said blessings. How many know? The more you learn how to give love, the better you get at it. Some people are lovable, aren't they? Right? You can look around. Some people are just naturally lovable. Like me. And you. But you're not getting built up learning how to love on me because I'm easy. But there are people that God allows in our lives that just push us to the limit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Don't you say a word, the Lord says, but those are the ones, God says, that I'm teaching you what it means and how to love. And I found out, folks, you want to know, most of those people are hurting people. Most people haven't received the love that they need to be able to walk in wholeness. And then when we begin to counteract what the world does or what the enemy wants them to do, what happens is slowly but surely, like an onion, we peel away those imprisonments. And all of a sudden, you recognize, they recognize. Sometimes it takes a long time, doesn't it? Love overcomes everything. It overcomes a multitude of sins. Lord, how am I to love this person? And you know, another thing I share to do, I say, if that's our major ministry, and you have that person or whatever, Lord, please show me them through your eyes. Show me what you think about them. Did they hurt you? Yes. Are they fill in the blank? Yes. But Lord, you have them across my path for a reason. And as I said, you may be the only Bible that they will ever read, or the only Jesus that they will see. And I'll tell you, it's another thing that's wonderful. You're the only one that loved me. You're the only one that cared for me. You're the one that they will go to, that they go to and say, what is your opinion now? You took the time to be Jesus. You can always show God's love. I expect to do exploits. One of my favorite verses. But the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We're exploits doers, right? Exploits means, you know what? You know what exploit in the original language is? Beyond what was expected. An over of the results. It's like running a victory lap. And for us to be able to say, Lord, that you've given me that ability. And that's why I go back and say, it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. How many know the word of God is practical? Not up here just throwing out Bible scriptures. And I told the Lord a long time ago, if you can't make this stuff work while I help report it, all we're doing is just throwing ideas around. That's why I make you say in a nice way, I'm not only a hearer, but what? I expect to do exploits, things that are beyond our ability. Next, I will act on my anointing. 2 Corinthians 1, 21, 22. Now, does God makes us both stand firm in Christ? He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. When we buy something and we have a guarantee, that makes us feel good about buying it, right? I've got a guarantee. Most of the time, it's a limited guarantee, isn't it? That means there's wiggle room in there. But the Lord says, I've given you my Holy Spirit to guarantee you that what I have said, what I have released through my word, shall come to pass. And that's an awesome place. And I will live like I'm invincible. I will live, and this is what we're closing. Everybody say amen, Pastor. Invincible. That means you cannot be defeated. That understanding of recognizing that Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's a good verse to learn, by the way. Matthew 17:21 says, if you have faith, nothing will be impossible for you. How many people believe that? Well, most of you. And the Lord was with him, and he was successful in everything that he did. There's responses that we have to the Lord that blesses him. And these opportunities that seem like they're challenges, situations that are seemingly beyond our control, people that are beyond our control, the Lord says, there is nothing impossible for those who believe in me. And when we recognize that anointing that we live in, or to live in, is something that is a dynamic, it's a life-changing dynamic. And all of a sudden, it's good morning, Lord, and not good Lord morning. All of a sudden, it's not, I can't wait till Friday. And we start saying, I can't wait till Monday. Get back to work. Oh, ye of little faith. But that's the way we're supposed to be. That God says, I've gone before you to prepare a way. But then he comes back in all of his power and says, but I need you. Because I'm going to bring people across your path that my son died for. And I'm wanting you to so walk. That's what happens when you walk in this confidence that we've been talking about. You get your mind and your thoughts off of yourself. It's no longer poor me and a what if and all these kinds of things and nobody's seeing the trouble that I live in and whatever it might be. And we start saying, okay, God, you're going to take care of me. What can I do for you? And he wants to put that fire within us. He wants us to understand that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And we start living with an expectation of, Lord, show us your glory. The glory of the Lord is released into the situation when we give him permission to move. How many people are candidates for that? Now I want you to raise your hand or I'm going to keep talking. This is to God. I am a candidate for that, Lord. And I make myself available to you. You're not only a hearer, but a doer of the word. Amen? Amen? Bow with me as we close. Father, thank you again for your loving kindness that's better than life. Thank you, Father. And I pray your anointing would come into the place of wreck that we and those listening online hear and understand that God, you've got the angels. You've got the angels in heaven at our beck and call. That you desire for us to walk like joint heirs with Christ. and to show the world there is something about this Christianity. And the God that you rejected is not the God that I'm here to tell you about. And to be that salt and light. Lord, set a fire within me that I might be your instrument in their hands to touch those that you've given me authority over in the spiritual realm. Now I want you to take a moment and just talk to the Lord. Say whatever you need to say to him. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, let there be a stirring of anticipation in our hearts. Let there be an awareness, God, that you desire to show yourself strong in every situation that we face. And we commit into your hands, Lord. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Let's stand and give the Lord a praise offering as we do this last song. Listen to the song. Let that be your prayer. Give the Lord a praise offering. Amen. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, I want him to start a fire in you. You need a fire. Hallelujah. Take your neighbor's hand. Let's agree together. Father, I pray for my brother and my sister on my right and left that true, you would start a fire within them to give a desire, Lord, to see you move through them. And Lord, I pray for them for this next week that they would be watched over, that you would go before them and that you would give them wisdom. And you would give them counsel, and you would give them protection. And Lord, you would show yourself strong through them. Father, thank you for clarity. Let your neighbor's hand go. Let your hands before the Lord. Lord, we started this way this morning, empty-handed. We cast our cares and our burdens upon you. And we declare that this month of March is going to be a month of victory, where your presence and your power and your provision and your health and all the areas are going to manifest itself. We claim that, Father. Now I release the anointing of the Lord upon the church and those that are listening. In the name of Jesus, receive the benediction. May the favor of the Lord, your God, rest upon you. Establish the work of your hands. Yes, establish the work of your hands. And all God's people said amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. Turn around and give somebody a hug. Have an awesome week in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to our Sunday sermon message. Pastor Babish is available for personal and family counseling. Please click the Counseling tab for more information. Again, we would like to invite you to attend our Sunday service or call our office if you have any questions. May the Lord richly bless you.